Sports this hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. In Buffalo, it is 43 minutes after 7 o'clock from your Synergy Home Care Studios. Julie and James in on the show. Beautiful morning again.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. How are we doing, James?
Good.
Good. Morning. All right. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Wednesday morning.
He had late softball last night.
Late softball. How'd the team do? What was the update there?
We won.
You both won.
Games. Yeah.
Right, because
you one was like an 8:15 or something, right?
Yeah, one starts at 8:25, and then the other before that was 7:25 or something like that. Yeah.
Okay,
they
all right.
Start them late sometimes. Whatever.
Yeah, good. There you go. Good stuff. You won. So what's your record now?
For the men's, we haven't lost yet. We're undefeated.
Good for you.
All right. Co-ed, we're 3-1, maybe something like that.
Hey.
I think 3-1, yeah.
Nice. All right. Mm-hmm. Good. Looking at the date book today, Wednesday. Thursday, it was 1926. Pole Mountain Training Camp, located between Laramie and Cheyenne, was approved for the annual training of the Wyoming National Guard on this date.
Cool.
Also on this date, 1931, Amelia Earhart landed at Parco Sinclair Airport.
Where is that?
I-80.
Oh.
Medicine Bow area.
Oh, okay.
She landed there. I believe she landed here, too.
Huh.
Sheridan.
Why?
Yeah, that would have been an extra trip.
I don't know. I thought she did.
Well, why was she landing in Wyoming? For what purpose?
Probably gas.
She was going, yeah.
Well, I thought she went the other way first. I thought she went Pacific.
I don't know. Or over the Atlantic. I don't know which way she was going, but I think
I don't
she
know either.
Pretty sure she had a guy with a map. And
I also thought she started in
co-pilot.
I also thought she started in California.
Was that Fred Noonan? Was that what his name was? Fred Noonan or something like that? The guy that never got any mention?
Yeah.
I thought she started in California too, which that wouldn't make any sense. She's going the wrong way.
Well, we'll have to look. But that's what the date book says today. And Bruce Dern, actor, is 90. I didn't even realize he was still alive. I loved him. He's one of my favorite character actors in old westerns. He just had that air about him, you know? It just, you know who.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of someone else then. Now I need to look him up.
Yeah, you look him up. And then as soon as you see him, you'll go, oh, yeah. Parker Stevenson is 74 today. Hardy Boys, Baywatch.
I think he was in Rocky Horror Picture Show, too, wasn't he?
Unknown. I don't know that.
I think he was.
Angela Jolie is 51 today. On the day book, 1886, Henry Ford drives the first Ford-built car down Bagley Street in Detroit, Michigan.
I'd like to see that very first car. I'm sure you can see photos of it somewhere, but 1886. Wow.
I believe it's in the museum.
Think of how long it took before that was 1886. It took another 30 years before you really saw cars.
Right. 1942, Battle of Midway begins, resulting in America's first significant victory over the Japanese during World War II. The year was 1973, and a patent went out for the ATM. A lot of people were scared. A lot of people were scared.
Scared of what?
Money in a remote location.
Mm.
Now, but even then, it was the early 90s.
I know.
You really saw them 70. Everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, 73 is when the patent was granted. Mm-hmm. And then shortly thereafter. Today is Hug Your Cat Day today. James, hug Emilio.
Sure.
Julie, hug out whatever animals you have.
They won't. They won't
cats
like
you have.
That very much.
They don't like it. Some cats like it. Some don't.
So Amelia Earhart, I just read it. The one that you're talking about was a different flight than the famous one. Which is why I was confused.
So it wasn't part of her.
No. Not the trekking one, no.
Transatlantic.
Yeah, she
landed in the scenic part of Wyoming.
Yeah. The other was, that must have been like a...
Where are we?
The moon.
Must have been like a test flight or something.
Yeah, probably, because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, this is fun. In fact, I'll be driving in that area this weekend.
Mm.
Yeah. Broadcasters Convention in lovely Green River, Wyoming.
It's a fishing mecca.
It's a fishing mecca.
Yeah, it's right up your alley. You're going to bring your pole.
Well, I think it's fly fishing more, maybe. I don't know. But I know it's really big, well known for that.
And then, of course, when you get down that area, the Flaming Gorge Reservoir is
nearby,
and you can do lots of good fishing.
Yeah. The Run with the Horses Marathon in August.
Right.
The Wild Mustangs.
So they have some good things happening down there.
As you slam.
May not be the most scenic area in the world.
Green River is a bad name for, like, I wouldn't want my river to be green.
Yeah, I don't know how
that'd be bad.
Named.
That would not be ideal.
I'm sure I'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. Today is cheese day. Yeah.
Cheese.
I love cheese.
I do too.
Packaged devil eggs and straight.
So good.
Cheese is so good.
And straight provolone out the box.
That's me, man.
That's the Bob special.
Provolone right out of the box.
Out of the
package.
Out of the package.
Bag.
Right out of the bag.
Everything's out of the bag.
Yeah.
You eat like an alien.
An astronaut.
Yeah. No, an alien.
It's good stuff, James. Right out of the package.
This
there.
Is what humans do, and then you have packaged devil eggs. And
dogging me for
just taking provolone out.
Right, dogging me for eating right out of the
cheese package.
The cheese package.
Yeah, especially provolone.
The world's most stolen food.
Cheese? Yeah. I believe that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
4% of cheese produced globally is stolen.
4%.
Wow. How do you
go on?
Yeah.
Maybe you can lay it flat against the road.
If you can make it a wheel, you can roll it anywhere you want.
Resold on the black market, too.
Ancient, what?
Yeah. Oh. They're doing it, I guess.
So maybe it's mozzarella, Italian
the
cheeses.
Good stuff.
The stuff you can roll around.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese predates recorded history. Archaeological evidence suggests that cheese making began 7,000 years ago. They're likely discovered by accident.
I was just going to say.
When milk was stored in containers made from animal stomachs.
And then went bad.
Who put this solid stuff in the milk container? Oh, wait.
The milk container was an animal stomach. That's what they stored it in.
And then they tried
Delicious.
It.
Delicious.
Hmm.
Then, you know, natural enzymes caused the milk to curdle.
Mm.
You know what I really love? When I went to college in Bozeman, there it was a little cheese factory right outside of town that had cheese curds. Oh, man.
I worked for a staffing company in Colorado Springs, and I sent workers to a cottage cheese and cheese factory that they had there. And so I went and watched it all. It was really interesting.
Most popular variety? What do you think?
Variety? As
in cheese.
Okay, so type of cheese?
Yes.
Cheddar.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella's first, cheddar second.
Interesting.
There you go.
Yes.
Cool.
Why Swiss cheese has holes in it?
Air.
Air bubbles.
They are created by a specific bacteria that consume lactic acid and then release bubbles of carbon dioxide gas. And then the gas gets trapped in the curing cheese, forming the holes.
So not air. The opposite of air.
Learn something new about cheese all the time. And the science of the melt, the reason some cheeses melt into a gooey puddle like mozzarella, which I love. Mm-hmm. You know what I really like? I like taking a cheese stick and then I put it in the microwave for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, you do eat like an alien. What is wrong with you?
And put it in for like 5 seconds and then eat the cheese stick. Yeah.
Just eat the cheese stick. No, microwave it. What are you doing?
I have
to remind someone out there that we don't have any cheese sticks in the refrigerator, James.
Jill.
Not calling you out or anything, Jill. No cheese sticks in the refrigerator.
I'm still trying to fathom the things that you sit up here.
Well, you know
and
what?
Eat.
When Jill brings cheese sticks in,
we're
going to put it in.
You're putting it in the microwave.
We're going to put it in the microwave, and you're going to try it. Now you got to try it, James. Just
have you guys ever had the flambéed cheese? Like
I don't know what that word means.
Waiting tables years ago, there was this... It was
flambéed.
You light a match and you set it on
and
then it gets all these crispy curls on it, and it's like a brandy. Right. That you...
There's like a
so
isn't
good.
That isn't that the appeal for?
That's my favorite.
Like
cheese,
super aged cheese is it'll have like the crystals in it because it it's like almost crunchy at times.
I don't know, but this was like a goat cheese of some sort, and it would get crispy brown. It was so good.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I just don't melt my mozzarella cheese stick in the microwave.
We're going to try it, James, when Jill brings cheese sticks.
Yeah, we'll see.
In.
Maybe it'll become a daily thing. We're going to do
a little experiment, okay?
I got to talk to your wife because she's probably got some crazy stories about what you're cooking up at home.
Why does the microwave only run for four seconds, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
There must be a cheese stick in there, right?
I grabbed this chicken.
Do you ever set it in there and forget it?
Yeah.
No.
And it's melted. Uh-huh.
Hey, no. Your melted cheese stick is in here.
Nope. I grabbed this chicken. I put it in the dishwasher. Well,
you don't want to melt it all the way. Just get it warm. Just get it warm, James. We'll try it out, okay? Now, you got to try it.
It's weird. You experiment on the weird things.
It's not experimenting.
Of course it is. No one thinks about putting a mozzarella stick into the microwave.
Really?
Yes. You are alone here, Bob.
Put cheese on Triscuits.
Somebody out there. I'm not the only one that does
There's
that.
People that microwave cheese, but not the cheese sticks.
Yeah.
That's for just quick consumption.
You just do it for just a second.
Yeah, but who thinks of doing that?
It changes the whole flavor.
I've never done that.
Changes the whole flavor. Okay.
Were you trying to recreate cheese curds? I mean, what was your motivation here?
I just wanted to try it.
Bob, what's wrong with you?
All right. It's cheese day. We'll move on. It's also shopping cart day.
Sure.
Today. All right.
Put your shopping cart
back.
Can
you imagine life before shopping carts?
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did we do?
Favorite color reveals your personality. All right, James. What's your favorite color?
Red.
Easy. James, you're passionate, courageous, and constantly active. You're as competitive as they come.
His face.
Okay.
But your strong sense of justice won't let you bully or take unfair advantage of others in your drive to succeed.
I'm like Judge Dredd. I don't know if I want any of that.
Judge Dredd.
He's James.
Yeah.
Red. Julie.
Mine changes, so.
All right. Real interesting.
It changes like on a daily basis?
Well, sometimes I like orange. Sometimes I'm really into green.
Okay.
You're answering this like you're in kindergarten. Sometimes I go,
all right, well, let's start out with
queen. I purples.
So if I had to live with one color, I don't know. Let's say orange.
Orange. Your boundless energy, enthusiasm for all you do make you a magnet to the opposite sex.
Oh, oh wow. Okay.
You are neat and organized.
Well,
there's orange.
Jim Schillinger wouldn't agree with that.
Yeah. All right.
According to my office.
Well, okay. Yeah. Choose a different color.
Green. Balanced. Is the word that best describes you. You're a deep, methodical thinker and have a great head for figures.
Okay.
You do, but not in the afternoon. Don't hit her up for math about 3 o'clock with her, okay? Otherwise, it's...
I'm pretty good with story problems. I'll give you that.
Yeah, you are.
I've seen you do that. Okay.
Bob has 5 mozzarella sticks in the microwave. Two are missing.
I'm blue.
How many did he eat?
I know, right?
You're blue?
Good story. I'm blue. You have wonderful, lively imagination, and you're not afraid to trust it. You tend to set lofty reach-for-the-sky goals and find creative ways to reach them.
Sure.
Those of us that work for you would agree.
You can't just pick every color, okay? That's not fair.
Yeah, did you read those before you?
No.
I'm blue. My favorite color is blue.
Yeah, go ahead and read them to me, and I'll tell you my favorite color.
What's yellow?
Yellow. You're a warm, outgoing person who loves good conversation. In social situations, you're always the center of attention.
I think that's Janice.
That's always the sun.
Your
I think
Janice?
I was. Whenever people say like they attach things like yellow to, I always think they're thinking about the literal sun. So if you think about it that way and then read it like you're talking about the sun, it makes a lot of sense they're attaching the color to that.
Oh, you're really diving into this, James.
Think about it.
Yeah, yes, geez. If you like pink, your kindness and compassion draw people to you and make you one of the most popular personalities in the color spectrum. You're also highly intuitive in practical ways and have a wonderful gift for helping others achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Turquoise. That's like one of my other favorite colors. Your mind is a constant fountain of great ideas, and others gravitate to you when your own mental reserves are running low. Okay.
Huh. Okay.
I like turquoise.
Okay.
I do too.
And the reason I do is because growing up on the farm, we had a white and turquoise 1957 Buick.
Ooh. Mm.
Cool.
And it was my favorite car.
Yeah.
And I loved that car. It was my grandpa's, and I loved that car. And actually, I'm on a search for that car.
Mm.
Are you going to buy one if you find it?
I wanna, so were those I all the colors?
I want to try to find it.
Oh, like that specific car.
The original one. I got you. Yes. Yes.
In case people are wondering what their favorite color means.
And yeah. then I have a white and turquoise motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So.
Cool.
One more color here. Purple, there's a good chance you're psychic.
Mm.
Wow, that's a big leap.
Yeah.
Hey, you have superpowers.
Yeah, your intuition often baffles and amazes your friends. You often have feelings about things that turn out to be right. Ooh.
I want to do that.
My favorite color is purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're going to go for that.
Hey, okay. Just read your mind.
There you
How about
go.
That?
There you go. That's the color story today. What kind of apples do you like to eat?
Green. Granny Smith. Every
Honey
day of the
crisp.
Week.
Granny Smith.
My favorite are Red Delicious apples.
Ooh, really?
And they're the best for you.
Mm.
Most common apples.
You read that
That's
already.
Probably my
no,
least...
I did not read this already.
Red
I just noticed.
That's like my least favorite.
The Red Delicious?
Yeah, like Fuji.
The study also measured levels of antioxidants in 8 varieties of apples and found that Red Delicious contained the highest concentration of the health-enhancing chemicals. So I'm eating the good stuff. And get the most bang for your bite. So... But leave the peel on all your apples when you eat them.
Yeah, well, who takes them off? I mean, that's...
There's some people that peel
them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get that. Jeez. There's like one guy in West Virginia, American Hero, that is like keeping alive like 25 different types of apples.
Wow.
By himself.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but he's like a hero.
Well,
cool dude.
Have an apple. Keep the doctor away today.
Granny Smith.
Have an awesome day,
you
James,
too.
Julie, and everyone else. Have an awesome day. It's 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.